All right. Well, since everyone's so quiet, and we'll start the meeting. It's just 7 o'clock almost. So, hello, everybody, and welcome to our board meeting. It is July 10th at 7 o'clock. I'd ask the deputy clerk if you would call, please.
All right. Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Trustee Gillis.
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Trustee Vasquez. Here. Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
O'Connell.
Here.
President Ducci.
Here. Okay, if I can have a motion to allow Lisa to join by telephone, given work obligation.
Motion to allow Lisa Gillis to attend the meeting by Zoom because of work.
Second.
Okay.
Trustee Bachner.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
O'Connell.
Yes.
Good. Welcome, Lisa.
Okay, hello.
So,
thank you.
If I can ask everyone to stand to say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I of the United States of America, Republic for which a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Citizen comment. Okay, if I can ask, looks like Heidi, if you want to just step in today.
Can you all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess you can. Good evening. My name is Heidi Kieselstein, and I live at 1001 Jackson. Thank you for the opportunity to make public comment.
No, good.
On the night of July 3rd, I was at home alone and went down to my basement to do some laundry. My basement was flooding. The water was coming from a pipe in the basement. The seal had corroded on a pipe in the boiler room, and water was flowing in. The boilers, hot water heater, so much equipment was at risk. Water continued to flow, and I had no idea how to stop it. Started calling plumbers, but this was an emergency. So I called the River Forest Fire Department. Two firefighters came over right away. The firefighters assessed the situation, figured out where the water was coming from, an upstairs bathroom, shut that valve, and stopped the flow. They likely saved us thousands in potential property damage. After the firefighters stopped the flow of water, I wasn't sure what to do. Would it be safe to plug in the shop vac, for example? Could I turn on more lights? They gave me clear directions. I started cleaning up. I sincerely thanked the firefighters and assumed they would be on their way. But the firefighters were not done. One grabbed our shop vac, and they both started clearing water. They moved heavy boxes and other items out of the way. They created order in my flooded basement. In short, they had responded immediately, assessed the situation, located the source of the problem, shut the water, gave me direction, created order, and then literally bailed out buckets and buckets of water. They went above and beyond. And they did not leave until the situation was very much under control and the plumbers were on the way. The two firefighters who came over were Mike and Chris. I don't even know their last names. As I thanked them, one said to me, "We love our residents. We love taking care of our residents."
when people stand up. I'm coming to you with this.
I would just say, of course, we'd be certainly happy to sit down and have conversations, but I would also want to invite or include, we have a citizens corps that is part of River Force. I don't know if it's still incomplete. I know James Flanagan is been involved, but this is, so Jim is, I know he's been involved, so we'll reach out to him to see how much they're still involved, but they're all about the volunteer. They're volunteers themselves, and they help with the volunteer efforts like this and other emergency efforts as well. And then I would also recommend that we include the township, because the township has a lot of those services available too. I mean, it's just not housing, like you said, it's other, you know,
all of it.
So I would recommend those, organizations as well.
Okay.
Right. So we'll figure it out and
we'll kind of
happen.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thank you, Phyllis. And I will definitely try to remember this next time. We're going to have a system. Yeah.
Can I just add that about a month or two ago, we said that we would connect with Oak Park, and a couple of organizations reached out to us. Has there been ongoing communications around that?
Not at this point. I'll certainly do that.
Thanks, sir. Okay, thank you. All right, I think that concludes for now our comments. So we're going to keep that in front of me. We'll go around and do the elected officials and comments. So maybe start with you this time, Trustee O'Connell.
I really have nothing. I was, when I was reading the bill board packet over the weekend, I was trying to figure out when Officer Ranger got promoted, and then I'm glad to see it on the agenda tonight. Apparently, I didn't read the agenda. I just wanted the meat of it. So that's a great bit of news that we have tonight. Yep. But other than that, I've got nothing else.
Yep, great. Thank you, boss. Kat?
Okay, and I don't have anything.
Okay. The only thing I have to report is that since our last meeting, Sheila Radford Hill and Matt and I got together, sort of did a debrief and recap of this year's Juneteenth flag raising. And I've got a few action items I still haven't done yet on that, but I will, in sort of in preparation and setting ourselves up for a successful flag raising next year. And I think the plan is to hand off the organization of this to the DEI group that has a community outreach committee. It seems to work well with the focus of that community outreach committee. So working on that to hopefully have that over. And then I just wanted to ask, I don't think any of the representatives from Sedgwick or Lincoln Lake or developer are here. Have we wanted to ask them to come to our meeting tonight?
Yes, we have. Yes, we did invite them.
Chris?
Okay,
is it?
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. That is okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Just one item. You know, I'm going to recall and remind everyone we have a partnership between Oak Park, River Forest, the villages, as well as the townships, including the Northwest Housing Partnership with the Lake Charles Senior Home Repair Program. Just a quick shout out that our program received a community partnership award for the example of what we should be doing for our seniors, as well as the Lake Student Home Repair Services. So. Kudos to the group.
Yeah. Great. Okay, thank you. Erica?
I'd like to start with a land acknowledgement. So, as we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ojibwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live and gather. And that's it. Just happy summer. Hope everyone had a good 4th of July.
Thank you. Erica, Lisa?
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
And unmute yourself.
I have unmuted me.
Hold on. Can't hear you.
Testing.
Okay.
That's
calm down.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Should have said that. Should have said nothing. All right. I have just one item. Matt and I met with the executive director, the director of AARP last week in regards to both our age-friendly community report and our effort to make our community age-friendly and the framework that AARP comes up with in terms of the items that we would need to look at to become an age-friendly community by AARP standards. So it was a great meeting, and I really believe that we're going to have a great relationship with the Illinois chapter of AARP. So that was a good meeting. Other than that, But other than that, for me, I'm finished. So the next one up is the the swearing in for I'll ask the deputy chief to do the report.
Raise your right hand, please.
I, Benjamin Ransom.
Having been appointed to the office of police sergeant.
Having been appointed to the office of police sergeant.
In the village of River Forest.
In the village of River Forest.
In the county of Cook.
In the county of Cook.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability.
Of the office of police sergeant to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Great job.
What we'll do is just say a couple words about the bed, and then we'll have his brother David Ransom come up and the star. A lot of you already know Ben Ransom from the amazing work he's done over the past several years. Some of the trustees and the village president have, of course, worked with him directly on some of their initiatives. To give a little background on Ben and where it all began, he started his career with the police department back in October of 2012. He worked as a patrol officer, received many nominations for Officer of the Year, and in 2019, he transitioned into the Crime Prevention Bureau and the fine individual that you had before you today. Ben took over the responsibility as Crime Prevention Officer, School Resource Officer, Business Liaison Officer, and Elderly Services Officer. Over the past 4.5 years, Ben has shaped the Crime Prevention Unit to address the important issues facing our police department and the village of River Forest, including school violence, which includes bullying, cyber crimes, through his work with a state task force that he is on, police response to autistic individuals, and helping to create and work on the dementia-friendly River Forest. And there's so many of them in this meeting, I know it would go too long if I continued. Ben in 2020 was awarded, for those of you that might remember this, Illinois Elderly Service Officer of the Year Award, on behalf of the Illinois Attorney General's Office. And this is for his efforts within the elderly community during the COVID pandemic, which he worked with many of the trustees and other organizations, both public and private, during that time frame. In 2021, our police department nominated Ben for the International Association of Chiefs of Police 40 Under 40 Award, which recognizes 40 law enforcement professionals around the world that demonstrate leadership and exemplify commitment to their profession. On June 5th, 2023, our Board of Fire and Police Commissioners met with three candidates on top of the that sit on top of the sergeant's list. And after the final interview, Ben Ransom was chosen to be our next sergeant. The sergeant vacancy had been created when Sergeant Swierczynski, now Commander Swierczynski, was promoted. Tonight, Ben has a lot of support with him. You'll see his family that's here, Stephanie and his wife, and daughters Natalie and Julia, his parents David and Sandy, in-laws Pete and Amy Calabrese. Ben is also joined by his siblings, David, Peter, and Esther, with their significant others. And he has some close friends with him. You'll see some individuals from our bordering communities. We have Officer Rudy Krall from the River Grove Police Department. And not last but least, we will mention Ben's brother, David Ransom, who's representing not only his brother tonight, but Youngland Park Police Department. Please join me in congratulating Sergeant Ben Ransom to the rank of sergeant, and for him to go back out on the streets eventually and continue the good work and train up and mentor all the officers, especially with all the information he's garnered and experiences over the year.
Yeah, great.
Does the board have a moment to take a picture with Sergeant Ransom and family?
Yes.
So long as he wants to take a picture of
that. He's been the ambassador face of the department for many years now. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, oh, I know.
All right. Room for Lisa.
Yeah.
A little tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could say that Sergeant Ransom has been the face of the police department, I know, in all the schools. They just think the world of you and all that you do for our community. So congratulations on your promotion, well deserved, and thank you to the family for being here and being part of this wonderful opportunity to promote Sergeant Ransom. So welcome aboard again.
Great.
All right, now the boring stuff comes, so we'll give you a moment. If you like to leave, that's okay. We don't take it personally.
Okay. So we will have some refreshments for Ben. Okay, so let's move on to our consent agenda. It's item number 5. If I can get a motion and a second to move consent agenda A through H.
Make a motion to approve agenda items A through B and G through H.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments regarding those items? Hearing none, I'd ask the deputy clerk to read each of the items and then take the vote.
Item A, Village Board of Trustees meeting minutes, June 26, 2023. Item B, Village Board of Trustees executive session minutes, June 26, 2023. Accounts payable, May 2023, $2,030,533.54. Administration Department report, D, Administration Department report. E, monthly department reports. G, purchase of camera storage server, $53,770. H, a right-of-way encroachment waiver and agreement for an irrigation system in the public right-of-way with the property owners at 1018 Hartley Avenue.
I just make note there to clarify that the amount for the storage share was $44,875.09.
Okay. If you could take the vote, please.
All right. Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connor?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, so then I need a motion to move F in a second, and then we can discuss it.
I move that we approve the consent agenda item F, Village Hall Fire Department apparatus bay roof improvement contract with Garland TBS Inc.
Okay. Wait a second.
Second.
Okay. All right. Katie?
So I asked to pull this just because I wanted to understand how this worked. It looks like we're being asked to approve a contract with the overseeing entity, Garland DBS, which is in Cleveland. And are they going to be hiring a subcontractor, DCG Roofing, to actually do the work?
Yeah, so Garland is a company that essentially, it's a joint bid. So we hook up with Garland through the joint bid. They drew Omni and U.S. Communities, won the bid for roofing and waterproofing on a separate contract. But the state allows us to utilize them for similar work. So, yes, we use them essentially as a project manager. A lot of nuances to roofing and what would be, you know, have a membrane applied over versus what needs to be replaced. So they've kind of managed all of this for us. They recommended we have the thermal scan, which is attached to the packet as well, to help inform the scope of work that needs to take place. They then actually put the specs together. It's kind of turnkey for us. We have not had to do anything, which is good because we don't have any roofing experts on staff. They go out, they bid the project, they put the specs together for us. They come back to us with DCG's low bid, or you know, all three of them, frankly. And so DCG does the actual work, but Garland monitors the work, provides oversight for it, and then provides a 20/30-year warranty, depending on the type of work that's taking place.
Okay, and so then we don't actually have a contract with DCG, we just have a contract with Garland DBS?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, and all the, you know, terms and conditions in our Garland DBS about failure to perform and identification, they all flow through to DCG. G as a sub-agent or subcontractor.
And frankly, if something were to go wrong, the contact that we've used with Garland, he's been around for years. We've used them. This is, the third, possibly the fourth roofing project that we've used them for. Come down at the drop of a hat if we have any issues. They've been very responsive. We've had really good experience with them thus far. This is the last section of roofing on Village Hall that hasn't had any work done since the building was constructed. So this should be the last of it for a while. But yes, we've had zero issues with Garland in the past. And whether they bring DCG back out to provide warranty work or someone else, Garland is the one providing the warranty. So I'm not necessarily concerned with DCG themselves coming back out to fix something that was broken, but Garland will ensure that it takes place.
Got it. Thanks. That's all I needed.
Thanks, Jeff. At that price, it's probably a good thing to have oversight. Okay, any further questions or comments on this item? If none, hearing none, I'll go ahead and read it out loud and take the vote, please.
Item F, Village Hall Fire Department Apparatus Bay Roof Improvement, Garland DBS, $172,000, $291.35. Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Brockman?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connor?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to new business, item 9A. If I can get a motion and a second to adopt this resolution.
I move to adopt a resolution in support of House Bill 2376. and further legislation reducing or eliminating the use of polystyrene foam foodware.
Right.
Second.
Okay. Lori, thank you. Okay, this is just a follow-up from our last meeting and some of the comments that were made regarding the House bill and some of the comments that Trustee Brennan made, and I know that the Sustainability Commission is looking at Oak Park as well, so that's in the resolution. So this is what this resolution is addressing, which I think is a good one. Any questions or comments on it?
I agree with that. Supporting, just curb the title of it, eliminating.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We will do that. Okay, great. Right. So if no other further comments or questions, let's go ahead and take the vote.
It's here.
It's the first on the first line. Yeah.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we have 9B. So let me get a motion in a second, and then we'll discuss this. If I can get 9B motion.
I would like to make a motion to authorize village staff to procure and install a second flagpole at Village Hall.
Second.
Very good. So, maybe I think I remember this.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I appreciate the Village Board of Trustees considering a second flagpole. Since I was the resident that asked for one, interjecting Doug Luce, my friend, as a resident that would go raise private money to acquire a second flagpole, I feel obliged to ask the following questions. How much money will it cost the residents to acquire the second flagpole? Where will the second flagpole be located? How tall will the second flagpole be? What will it cost the residents to install the second flagpole? Since the village paid for the Progressive Pride flag, how much will the village budget for awareness, advocacy, and ceremonial flags budget B, how much will this cost the residents going forward? Next, how will the village determine which awareness, advocacy, and ceremonial flags will be flown? And lastly, will the awareness, advocacy, and ceremonial flags only be flown on the secondary flagpole? I'm disappointed that the DMOT believes it's necessary to be involved in raising awareness, advocacy, and ceremonial flags. But since you do, please be transparent of the cost, size, location, and of a secondary flagpole policy governing the flags which will be flown. Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy. Okay, so I'm going to open it up for any comments on the trustee on this. Go ahead.
My immediate thoughts are it's kind of a bifurcated situation. You know, we're talking about the flagpole, and that motion didn't necessarily talk about how we've been governed once installed, so that would require, in my opinion, a different motion. But as far as the original motion was to for the staff to procure and install the second flag.
Can I add though?
Yep.
This board approved a outdoor flag pole display policy back in May 2021. Matt was kind of defining and pulling it. It's not limited to a flagpole, it just says flagpole policy. So if this board decides to purchase that second flagpole, this policy will apply to it. So it's already set. Unless this board wants to reevaluate and amend it, but it wouldn't accommodate the new flagpole that we will be approving if it is. And because it addresses commemorative flags as well.
So I agree with Ken's point on it bifurcated, but one thing leads to the other. So if we agreed to put a flagpole, there is that flagpole unless we have flags on it. And so I guess, you know, as the resident, we've all gotten a couple of emails from people that have concerns over this. And so, you know, I'd like to know more about cost, and I'd like to know more about location and maintenance and all the other things before we vote on this.
Yeah, or you can vote on having Matt do that work, you know.
Well, I can table it also for a future meeting, correct?
Well, you can table the whole thing, but, or you can ask Matt, or we can ask Matt to do exactly that.
What's the best way to go, Councilor?
Well, I mean, yeah.
So the best way to go with a small movement like this is just to get a consensus on where the board wants this to go. So if majority of the board's against it, and, you know, just ab initio, take that and vote on it, that if there's a consensus against it, if most of the board members want more information, we can just express that and take the consensus and go to the home.
Come back.
So there doesn't need to be a problem with that team or whether we need that.
But
we do have a motion to offer those staff to procure and install. So,
but we can change that.
We can change that, or we can just withdraw it and let Matt do his homework and come back once we have that.
Okay.
So this is up to now.
It's the majority.
Yeah, they made the motion second.
Yeah,
so I want to withdraw for now. Do the research and then bring it back.
Yeah, I too would agree with that and would like to withdraw the motion. Based also in support of Mandy's concerns about the cost, because, you know, even though I don't think it's going to be a lot, you can come back here either, so we should at least know what we're dealing with before we proceed. So,
okay. So then you're going to withdraw your motion. And so, well, I think Erica made a second.
Yeah, so I just want to say that before I do anything regarding the motion, that I think a second flagpole in general, the idea of it is perfectly fine. I reject the premise of why we are initially asking for that by this community resident. The idea that for some reason a pride flag or a progressive pride flag that includes transgender folks shouldn't be next to the American flag or any of our state or community flags. Especially at a time where there are over 520 anti-LGBTQ plus bills that have been introduced into state legislators across the country, and over 220 bills specifically targeting transgender and non-binary people. So I would love for you to get some information on it, make some, you know, recommendations about where the flagpole would be if we decide to do that. But yeah.
All right, so then withdraw the motion, you're okay withdrawing it and giving direction, then the consensus seems to be giving direction to Matt to look into the poll, the cost, the place and so forth, and then report back to the bill report.
Can you also, can you share with us the same information as Gabriel has also, so we have that?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, the flagpole policy. Well, it's you can look it up. It's probably.
Oh, yes, I'll sign that up.
We'll be happy to send it.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Yeah, it would be very important to have the policy covered, right. But as Rez pointed out, it does already.
It already does, yeah. Right.
So,
okay. Lisa, you're okay with that? Didn't hear.
She's being.
I didn't.
Amused.
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, so then that's what we'll do. Okay. All right, great. So that concludes our open meeting. So we'll have a motion to go into executive session. Thank you.
Make a motion to go into executive session, which goes to 5 Illinois CS 120/2C11, and to discuss pending litigation when the village board will adjourn. If the executive session will not return to open session.
Second.
Okay, very good. You can. Vote.
Trustee Johnson?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez?
Yes.
Trustee Gillis?
Yes.
Trustee Bachner?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
Okay. A couple seconds to regroup.